Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Yeah, brother, like, stop. Right on.
All right, good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. How you doing, my man Connor?
Doing all right.
Well, yeah, well, it's a little bit warmer, man. It's a little bit warmer. Well, actually, when I got up this morning, it was actually, and went outside, it was 58 degrees.
Yeah, it was cold.
Huh?
Pretty cold. Yeah, I mean, I walked here, so yeah. It was pretty cold.
In a t-shirt you walked here?
Yeah.
You got to do better, man. Even when you're young, that 58 is, you got to have a jacket or, you know. Oh, you got to have what I have, some insulation.
You'd be surprised. But my friends don't wear anything.
Yeah, but you're missing the insulation.
That's true.
Yeah.
I am missing insulation.
I have insulation, as you can see.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's built up over years.
Yeah.
Let me see. So I've got my classmate on the line. Hey, good morning, Carrie. How you doing?
Are you Earl?
I'm doing fine. Did you hear me say it was 58 degrees?
Yes. Yes, it was 58 degrees, and it's 78 degrees here.
Well, don't you miss that 58 degrees in early August? No.
No.
Oh, so you left us hanging. And
Yes, I did.
Yeah, I have to agree with her, Earl.
And,
high and dry. Huh? I said high and dry.
Yeah. So how you doing, my friend? And for those who don't know, Miss Carrie is my classmate. As we get ready and prepare to celebrate our 50th year high school reunion, Carrie, it still doesn't seem possible.
No. It doesn't.
No, it really does not. I mean, outside of the fact that, as I was talking to the young man here, that I've added a little insulation, I think when I graduated, as a matter of fact, I know, when I graduated from Washington High School in 1972, Connor, I weighed 140 pounds. That's got to be somewhere around you.
Yep.
Yeah, yep. I weighed 140. So what I'm saying to you is that that's what you are about now at 21. Look at me, and this is what's in your future.
Earl. I work out too much.
Hey, Earl, I just wanted to let you know that we have about 25 people coming, and so far they are paid. Those are the ones that are paid.
Okay, so how do we pay? How do we pay? Because I'm one that's not paid, and I need to get that done.
Right. Right. And basically, you send me a check at 1148, and that is K-I-L-K-E-N-N-Y Lane, Ormond Beach, Florida.
K-I-L what?
Kilkenny. K-I-L-K-E-N-N-Y Lane, Ormond Beach.
Well, you just text me that so I can announce it.
I will. And basically, it's $75 a person. And also, we are looking on Friday night having a cocktail party somewhere in Brookfield or Elm Grove.
Okay.
And so those are the two things. The reunion is on Saturday at 6 o'clock. And that is music, food, fun. The whole bit, reminiscing, and we have pictures from the last five reunions that we are going to be showing.
You know, I think I was at every one. I might have missed one.
Yep, I think so.
Yeah.
Yep,
But when I talk to people about it, and many people don't understand what reunions are really about. It's it's not about what you didn't do, what you did do. It's about, hey, life was a lot easier then. What was it? Could it be that it was all so simple then, but it's time rewritten every line, and if we had the chance to do it all again, would we, could we? Memories.
Yeah.
Of the corners of my mind.
Yep, you got that right. But that's what life is.
Memories. Yeah, the way we were. Yeah. That's what it is. Yes. That's what
Barbara Streisand and Robert Redford.
Yes. Yes. And you and I.
I love that movie.
Yeah, and so that's what these things are. And what people need to understand is you'll never get a chance to do it again.
No, you won't. You cannot redo things.
No. And I will say to you, we got to do, and I'm going to do my due diligence. What's the date and the time of the reunion?
It is October 15th. Brookfield Doubletree, and it is on Classmates, and it is also on the alumni website, and also Washington High School Class of 72 website.
Yeah, Carrie, I just am thinking about it, and you know, I think about, you know, just how quickly life moves.
Oh, passes you by?
Yes. Yes. And, you know, and I also think about those classmates of ours who are no longer here.
Right. Yes. Yes. And it's sad because they're young to die.
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
And sometimes God takes the good ones and leaves the crappy ones.
Well, and then... Well, I was going to say something, but I think I'll...
Sorry.
I'll resist that.
Sorry.
No. No, I guess what I would say is, you know, you just realize how blessed you are. The older we get, the more we want to hold on to life because we know, you understand how precious it is. You know, when you're young...
It is precious.
When you're young, you know, you there's the old axiom... Youth is wasted on the young. And because when you're young, you know, you don't think about there coming a point in time when it all ends. You have your whole life ahead of you.
No, you don't.
But as we you know, move on, I was talking to somebody the other day, and I said, hey, man, can you believe it, man? In a couple of years... Be 70 years old.
I know. I know. We were thinking when we were 20.
Yes, and I was saying, back then we thought 70 years old, you were old, right?
I know, and you know they're not.
No. And I don't know. I don't know if it's that we have done a better job of taking care of ourselves. I don't know if that's what it amounts to. But
it could be, and it could be the good life that we've all tried to live. And, you know, I moved to Florida 20 years ago, and it was the best thing I ever did. I love it here.
So are you?
I love the warm.
Are you trying to say that those of us who are still left here in, you know, on this glacier haven't made...
Yeah.
The right decisions.
I haven't said that. I haven't, because I know a lot of people don't love to live there. I don't.
Yeah. Yeah. You know. But, I would not know, but I will say this: I know it's got to be right around, you know, November, October. You got to start saying, "I'm so glad I live in Florida."
Yep. Oh, I say that every time I look, watch Law and Order, and it's snowing.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, I'll say this, Carrie. I'm really thrilled about you doing this hard work, the commitment that you have, you know, put into this, and you know, I got to do my due diligence on this end, and I pledge to you that the next time you and I talk, that we at least double that on yeah. my end yeah. because I'm going to be working from this day forward, collecting everybody that I know, and then have them connect and collect everybody who they know. It's a pinnacle, right? I mean, it's a pinnacle.
It is, because I have actually the people that we've gotten is because I am, as my husband says, relentless.
Right.
I text message, I call, I send things, I do things. He's my great support system because he does a lot with Linda Durenberg, with the Alumni Association.
Well, you know, I remember your husband, and we've had great conversations. Well, see, here's the difference between you and I. You know how to use technology. I'm still using carrier pigeons. So, you know, the carrier pigeon thing doesn't work quite as well, but I'm trying.
No, it doesn't. But it is October 15th, $75 per person, and then on Friday night we're looking to have a cocktail party, so whoever signs up, they will be notified of the whole schedule.
Okay, make sure you text me the
I will.
All of the pertinent information. Thank you, as
I
always.
Will.
That's my classmate, Miss Carrie, and how do you pronounce your last name?
Holton.
Right, Holton. That's right. You know, thank you, and tell your husband I said hello, and we'll certainly be talking soon.
Okay, great.
All right.
Thank you, Earl.
Thank you.
Have a
thank
great
you.
Day, and God bless you.
You too, my
and
friend.
Thank you, and hope to see all these people at our reunion.
We're going
to
make it happen. Really appreciate it. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. At 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My man Connor is jamming, and Marvin Gaye. You know, man, you know, tomorrow, No, starts today. Today, let me just say this, Connor. This is, you know, I've been drinking this stuff right here.
Is that coffee?
Yeah, yeah. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of coffee, right?
Yeah, it is.
I already had some earlier today, and I don't normally do coffee twice in the day, in the morning. But today is one of those days, today and tomorrow, as I'll be doing a live remote this evening from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. At the Mandela Barnes campaign offices as he celebrates becoming the nominee to run against Ron Johnson. Normally, at about 8 p.m., I'm generally checking in with the Sandman.
Getting some shut eye.
Yeah, because I get up at about 4:30
yeah.
every morning. So I'm trying to figure out 8 p.m. tonight to 11 tonight. And then by the time I get home, probably be 12. By the time I fall asleep, 1 o'clock, I got to get right back up at 4:30 and do the show. How am I going to do that, man?
I mean, I don't even know how I do it. So,
well, you're young, man.
You just got to believe in yourself and push yourself, even when you want to close your eyes and fall back asleep.
Yeah, but I gotta be on the air for 3 hours talking, right?
I mean, find a political issue that makes you really, 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 I don't know.
Well, listen, I got those today.
And then just
morning.
Go. You ever get so tired that you just stop becoming tired after a while?
Yeah,
and
you
stay up too much?
Yeah, you know, man, I used to work.
Yeah.
I used to work 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, right? And so I would, you know, chopping wood and, you know, get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, chop a cord of wood, you know, run about 20 miles and, you know, go into the garden and pluck cabbages and all. Well,
that's cool.
Well, I'm exaggerating a little bit.
Pluck cabbages.
but I'm exaggerating probably a little bit. But anyway.
Use the race chickens.
Yeah,
used to drive a tractor.
Hey, man. Yeah, man. All of those things. You know, plow the garden and all those things.
Used to mud wrestle with your friends in the backyard.
Wrestling alligators. Right? Yeah. I used to do all those things, man.
All in one day.
Yeah, man. One morning. Yeah. but man, today is election day. And so you know, you got to get out and vote. This is what it's all about in a democracy. And so, you know, for those who have not already voted, today is the big day. And So if you have some questions about, you know, the election, here's what you need to know. When can I vote? Here are a few things to know. When can I vote? Polls open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. If you are in line by 8 p.m., you can still vote. Can I register to vote on election day? Yes, you can just make sure to provide proof of residence. If you don't have an acceptable ID, you can cast a provisional ballot and submit your ID within 3 days of the election. I fill out an absentee ballot but haven't returned it yet. What do I do? Most voters can return their absentee ballots at the polling place on election day, but contact your local clerk to make sure. In some cases, you may be required to return your absentee ballot to your clerk's office. If you haven't returned your absentee ballot, you can vote in person. How can I find out where to vote and what's on my ballot? Visit Wisconsin Election Commission's My Vote website to find the location of your polling place, check your registration status, and find out what's on your ballot. What do I do if I have a question about voting? Contact your local clerk. You can find that information here. Let me repeat that. What do I do if I have a question about voting? Don't contact the Republicans. That's for sure. If you got a question about, voting, the last thing you need to do is contact a Republican. So, those are the important things you need to know. As the polls open this morning, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., as I stated before, I'll be doing an evening live broadcast from the Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes campaign office from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. And then I'll be back tomorrow morning as we talk about the elections and the importance of what took place. We're going to go to a break in a moment, but when we come back, I'm going to tee up whether or not it matters to you whether Tim Michaels or Rebecca Clayfish winds up, the person who will wind up going against Governor Tony Evers. Does it really matter to you? 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Simply call me sweet where I am on.
Say about you, man. You got an old spirit.
Yeah, my parents used to play this.
Oh, man.
Love it, son.
Just pick the music. Ribbon in the Sky. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Conservatives, man, Republicans, man. You know, Marvin Gaye said, make me want to holler, throw up both my hands. When it comes to conservatives and Republicans, they make me want to holler and throw up both my hands. Here's a prime example. So in this new bill that is passing through Congress, will eventually pass through Congress and become law, part of it increases the amount of IRS agents by 87,000. And so they're going to hire 87,000 over the next decade. You know why they have to hire 87,000? Because under then President George Bush, they cut the budget for the IRS, where they could not collect or have the resources to collect all the cheats, all the tax cheats. Now, these are people who claim to be patriotic. You know, oh, I'm patriotic. I really am. I really am. But don't anybody look at my return. Please don't look at my return. But I'm patriotic. You know, My country, 'tis of the sweet land of liberty. Yeah, right. You know, of the I seen. You're right. You claim to be all those things, but when it comes to your taxes, you lie and connive and cheat. And even though when you do those things, it's criminal, but you don't see yourself as that. But that guy out there selling that nickel bag of weed, lock him up. These are criminals. We got to do something about the criminals. Well, he's selling a nickel bag of weed to him. It doesn't matter. It's against the law. Well, cheating on your tax returns is against the law. But maybe you know the difference, Connor, is that's a dignified crook, right? Because, you know, it's okay. You know, we all do it. No, we don't all do it. You know, everybody does not cheat on their tax returns. You know, unfortunately, the more money you have, the more you're going to cheat. Well, you know, that's not a big deal, Earl. You know, it's really not a big deal. You know, I'm doing all the things that I can, and there are loopholes, and I just take advantage of the loopholes. No, you don't. You go beyond that. And so I've been listening to the Republicans' response to this 87,000 new agents that the IRS is going to be hiring, and they're trying to spin it the opposite way. They're going to go after the average person. No, they're not. Why would you lie like that? That's not what they're not going after the average person. They're going after the cheats, the real cheats, who make over $400,000 a year. That's who they're going after. And corporations, you know, who have been able to hide their resources and not do the right thing. You know, the goal, supporters say, is to amplify tax enforcement efforts and aim more of them at corporations and individual high-income earners. Their argument is that more money could be collected by auditing these groups than by going after folks in the lower and middle income brackets who underpay their taxes or make math errors on their 1099s. If that's the case, I've listened to conservatives over the last 2 days argue that they're going to do the exact opposite. Either they don't know what they're talking about, or they're just liars. I think it's the latter. As a matter of fact, I know it's the latter. So in order to protect the fat cats, you're going to tell the sacrificial lambs that this is to go after them. It's not. Clearly the IRS said going after the small fries, there isn't enough money. If we catch the small fry, well, the small fry makes $50,000 a year, $60,000 a year. You know, may fudge things a little bit, so they pick up an extra couple hundred bucks. You know, you may say, well, that's a couple extra hundred bucks. That adds up. Certainly doesn't add up like the cheats, the white collar cheats, and the corporation cheaters. Where there are billions and billions and billions of dollars that they get to walk away with. This is what's coming. And this is what the Republicans are afraid of. The Republican National Committee has claimed that this army of new IRS agents will disproportionately target poor Americans. In response, the IRS Commissioner Chuck Redick vowed in a letter to Congress last week that the agency's new enforcement money won't mean more audits for anyone earning less than $400,000. Who's lying? The IRS or the Republican conservative movement that says the exact opposite? Regardless, conservatives aren't responding well to news that more eyeballs will be laid on Americans' tax returns. The American tax returns they're talking about are the wealthy. Who has a problem with that? If you are an average Joe, like me, not Connor. He's not going to be an average Joe for long. But for people like me, you know, I want to see the fat cats pay their fair share. Yeah, the ones who've got flags hanging up all over the place, you know, and talking about the Constitution and democracy until it's time for you to pay your fair share. You know, you don't want to talk about that. And I understand why you don't want to talk about that, because you're looking out for you and you alone. Your concern is not what's in the best interest of the nation. It's about what's in the best interest of your bottom line. And thank goodness that they're now going to crack down on you tax cheats. Well, you say, well, it's not a big deal. If it's not a big deal, then why are you whining and crying about the fact that they're getting ready to increase the IRS monitors who are going to go after all of you who've been cheating on your taxes? You fat cats, the Elon Musk of the world, you know? And he should be willing to pay his fair share. The billionaires, the Kendricks and others of the world who are billionaires and won't pay their fair share. All of us should want that. Even if you're a Republican, you should, and you're an average person, I don't know why you would not want those folk, be they Democrats or Republicans, whoever they are, who are doing everything within their power not to pay their fair share. I don't understand that. 844-967-2789 is the number. But I'm really happy that this is going to be happening. And, if the shoe fits, wear it. If it doesn't, why should you even worry about it? Well, and they're not talking about me. They're talking about the major corporations. That should not be your issue. Has nothing to do with you in the long run. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Yo, remember back on the Bully when cats used to harmonize, like, yo, my men and my women, don't forget about the dame, this is not the most the king, yo, it's about a thing,
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can let that play a little bit, man. I like that.
Remember when he told you he was about the Benjamins? You act like you ain't him. They give him a little trim to begin. Now you think you really...
All right, so here's where I want to go now. I want to go... Poor Donald Trump. They raided Mar-a-Lago. Say it ain't so. Mar-a-Lago? They didn't raid Mar-a-Lago. That's off limits. That's Donald Trump's heaven on earth. How dare the FBI? Why would they dare do such a thing to a former president of the United States is the refrain this morning from people on the right. The FBI, a criminal enterprise. So here's what I don't understand. And our phone lines are open always at 844-967-2789. You know, kind of when I was a young man, the FBI and the CIA did some horrible things to Dr. Martin Luther King, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, and many of those who were pushing against civil rights issues that were happening in this country. And so they infiltrated those entities who were fighting for justice. And J. Edgar Hoover and others did everything they could to destabilize people who were fighting for justice. And when people spoke out against the FBI and the CIA, people jumped all, people, conservatives jumped all over those who said this was injustice. The FBI is a criminal enterprise. And I remember constant refrains from people on the right. How dare you talk about the CIA and the FBI? These are American institutions. You know, they are above the law. We love the CIA. We love the FBI. And how dare anybody challenge them? They were just doing what they're supposed to. They're looking out for the best interests of our nation. You know, how dare you challenge them and who they are? So I want to challenge that thought process, where now the FBI, based on what was a search warrant that was issued by a judge, this is within the constitutional rights of our nation, and the way it is situated and set up is that if a judge issues a search warrant, doesn't matter who it is, the FBI carries that out. Somebody give me a call and help me understand why now all of a sudden the FBI is the scourge of the earth. These people are criminals. It's a criminal enterprise. Oh, it is it? Why is it a criminal enterprise today? Well, they went after Donald Trump. They went into his home. Do you know what they did to Fred Hampton and the Panthers? You have any idea? You know, came in guns blazing and murdered people. Well, they shouldn't have went into Donald Trump's house. Donald Trump says, for heaven's sakes, they even went into my safe. So, is Donald Trump above the law? Is that what you're saying to us? Those of you on the right, Donald Trump is somehow above the law when the FBI is ordered to go into a residence and there's enough information that a search warrant has been issued by a judge, that somehow the FBI is not supposed to do their job because it's Donald Trump? Come on. This is the hypocrisy of what happens in this country that, unfortunately, you know, crickets because it's Donald Trump. Donald Trump is only a man, no different than any other man. Well, he's a former president. What does that matter? He conducted criminal acts while he was in office. And so the act that he committed that was criminal in this instance was taking papers that did not belong to him, archival papers that belong to this nation. Doesn't matter whether you like it or not. Well, there's going to be a price to be paid. Oh, there is it? Are you threatening the FBI? You Trumpkins? You MAGA people? Oh, there's a price that's going to be paid. There, hell is going to rain down. Oh, it is. So you're going to take on the FBI now. You got away, some of you, with what happened in, on January 6th. Let's do this. Let's go to the phone lines. Hey, good morning, Don. How you doing?
Pretty good, Earl. I want to make a little comment here about the FBI went into Donald Trump's home because he has got classified information.
Yes.
That is right. And here's another thing. It seems to be the way of life here in America anymore. Christopher Schmeling. There was a fella, I don't know the guy's name, went online, broke the law by getting 10 ballots impersonating someone else's name. He got 10 ballots, and this Christopher Schmeling, the sheriff, refuses to, you know you're only,
yes,
supposed to vote once, right? And he refuses. I mean, what the hell's going on here in America? We got people, this is our security. This guy shouldn't even be allowed to be running for office. This is security. And this is a Trump. The guy that was the head of the FBI is a Trump appointee. He knows better than that. This is security. He definitely broke the law. So anyhow, that's my comment. Thank you for taking.
Before you run, again, there are threats now being made by those MAGA folk that the FBI, you know, should be leery. They should be concerned. And I don't understand, my friend.
No, I don't either.
Why this is allowed, right? Okay, Donald Trump clearly is a criminal. And what Donald
Trump... I think he stepped into his over... He really went over bounds. He crossed the line. That's all there's to it. When you take classified information, this is a security...
Yeah, I know, but let me ask you. So then why are the Republicans pushing against that when a judge clearly knew that there was enough information that he could issue this warrant? And now all of a sudden,
Earl. Wait. When the election comes between Ron Johnson and Manila Barnes, they'll persecute Manila Barnes because he didn't pay a parking.
I know.
But yet something this. Okay. I don't understand it either, Earl.
Hey, my friend, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Nathan. Hey, Nathan, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Hello. I'm calling as a former Republic here. Because the Republican Party began embracing Donald Trump in the first place, I left, and now I'm kind of a squishy centrist who now leads left. And I'll tell you what is going on here, because I come from a family of Goldwater-esque Republicans.
Okay.
Republicans and conservatives in this country are masters of projection. They're crooked, and they will use any weapon possible against people that see. So they're convinced that everyone else is doing the same thing. And that's why they accuse Democrats of corruptly using the government, because that's what Republicans like to do. So, you know, they throw the word treason around, but
yes,
you can't call them treasonous. You can't dare call them that.
So do you?
They get upset about Black Lives Matter rioting, but then they sack the Capitol, and somehow it's unfair that they have to be held accountable for this.
Do you think that the average?
That's a case of projection. Since we are out to get everybody. We just assume everybody's out to get us.
So do you think the average Republican really understands what is going on here, or are they just really just sacrificial lambs? I think most of them don't know. They really are brainwashed, and they don't understand that the majority of these people who are leading their party could care less about them. The average conservative, the average Republican who works hard every day, the fat cat could care less about him.
Well, I agree with that 100%, and you see it all the time, this idea that, I mean, this is where you hear of a case of, you know, lately of voter fraud. It turns out to be a Republican who did it. Well, the Democrats are cheating. We need to cheat harder to beat them because it's us or them.